LGBT Lobby, Christian Conservatives Look More and More Like Nazis. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on January 4, 2024. The patriarchal white Christian nationalist platform closely resembles Nazism, especially because of its opposition to abortion, LGBT Nation asserted this week. In the essay titled Today's White Christian Nationalists Are Looking More and More Like Nazis, Warren Blumenfeld states that Christian conservatives who oppose abortion are peddling an agenda that is scarily similar to Nazi ideology. Though I rarely offer comparisons between the German Third Reich's ascension to power and the contemporary United States, since to do so could trivialize one of the most horrific episodes in human history, I am nonetheless haunted by certain parallels that demand voicing, he writes. The U.S. Supreme Court disregarded the issue of precedent when it overturned Roe v. Wade, 1973, in 2022, Blumenfeld laments. In its Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization decision, the court unraveled the legal right to abortion that had been enshrined for nearly 50 years. Anti-abortion advocates have worked tirelessly to lobby the Supreme Court to bring us to this dystopian post-Roe society whereby more and more states are placing strict and impenetrable restraints on reproductive health care, he asserts. The similarity between Christian nationalists and Nazis rests essentially on their desire to control other people's bodies, he suggests. This is one of the major agenda items of the patriarchal white Christian nationalist platform, Blumenfeld claims. Historically, tyrannical, dictatorial regimes attempt to control people's minds, strip away many protections that would have ensured their bodily autonomy. This Nazi body control extends to Christians' opposition to gender-affirming transition procedures for trans people. He adds, a euphemistic reference to puberty-blocking hormones and sex reassignment surgery. Related, pro-life Spider-Man arrested after scaling 40-story Chicago Tower. With a wink to Florida's law protecting small children from sexually charged programs, Blumenfeld states that Christians have sought to ban classroom discussions of race, gender, and sexuality in the public schools and libraries and criminalize drag story hour for children. Just like the Nazis, white Christian nationalism is anti-feminist, anti-reproductive freedom, anti-lesbian, anti-gay, anti-bisexual, anti-transgender, anti-gender non-conforming, and anti-sexuality education in schools, he summarizes. In short, the common thread running through Nazi ideology regarding gender, gender expression, and sexuality was an intensive campaign to control individuals' bodies and the bodies of members of entire communities in an attempt to control their minds, he asserts. Blumenfeld's anti-Christian diatribe was published just a day after a similar rant from Atheist Revolution, which contended that U.S. Christians are trying to exterminate atheists. In its Get Out the Atheist Vote piece, Atheist Revolution exhorted non-believers to vote Christians out of office, insisting it is a matter of survival. We should vote like our lives depend on it because they do, states the text. This isn't about upholding abstract principles or doing the right thing. It is about our survival, Atheist Revolution said. If we want to have a future, we need to expand our efforts to oppose Christian extremism. Thomas D. Williams is Breitbart Rome Bureau chief and author of The Coming Christian Persecution.